Good morning. John Mackey here. Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit, and U.S. Credit Project. Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2015, and here is your news. Did you know you are being watched when you shop? You are being physically tracked when you shop, and an announcement from the FTC today revealed scary details as to the extent to which this practice occurs. The FTC announcement, which represents its first action against a company engaged in retail tracking, that is, the physical tracking of users within stores, revealed that Nomi Technologies, which has been hired by multiple brands to place tracking sensors around the stores, tracked the physical movement of more than 9 million smartphones and likely a similar number of people in just the first 9 months of 2013. By looking at the MAC addresses of smartphones, searching for Wi-Fi signals within stores, and storing hashes of this information, Nomi was able to track the movement of people throughout its client retail outlets. Such tracking information could potentially have been used to track people's shopping habits between stores. The same MAC address appearing in several different stores could reveal plenty about the person whose smartphone possesses that address. Nomi is accused of using the tracking information that it collected to inform its clients how many consumers passed by store entrances without entering, how long people remained in particular stores, how many people who entered a store had been in that store or other branches of the same chain within some particular period of time, and various other forms of tracking data. Now, to be clear, retail tracking is not illegal. The FTC is upset with Nomi because their alleged misleading of consumers. Nomi's privacy policy promised that the consumers could opt out of Nomi's services either via Nomi's website or at any retailer using Nomi's technology. While the company did provide an opt-out option on its website, the FTC claims that at various locations using Nomi's technology, there were no disclosures that the technology was in use and no way for consumers to opt out. Now, the FTC action today should be a wake-up call for consumers and business owners alike. When you shop, you should assume you are being tracked. By tracking your smartphone, stores can potentially determine what products or product sections you visit and for how long. Tracking mechanisms may even be able to correlate this information to your online activity and even to your actual physical identity. If you do not want to be tracked, opt out whenever asked. Better yet, putting your phone in airplane mode will also work, and even just turning off the Wi-Fi can defeat some tracking systems. A settlement of $1.8 million has been reached in a class action lawsuit against Home Depot that claimed the home improvement and construction retailer allegedly violated the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act by not having the proper forms for job applicants to fill out in order to conduct background investigations on them, according to a report on the top class actions website. The class action lawsuit claimed Home Depot violated the FCRA by including releases of liability in their pre-authorization background and credit check disclosure forms. Proposed class members included approximately 120,000 individuals who applied for jobs with Home Depot using the alleged illegal background check forms from April 24, 2011 to May 11, 2015. The $1.8 million allotted in the settlement agreement with Home Depot only covers 120,000 class members receiving $15 without having to file a claim. Walter Investment Management Corp., the owner of Green Tree Servicing, LLC, has issued a statement on the company's behalf after details of settlement resulting from a complaint filed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the FTC were released this week. The CFPB and the FTC filed a complaint against Green Tree Servicing, based in St. Paul, Minnesota, for allegedly mistreating mortgage borrowers who were trying to save their homes from foreclosure. GreenTree has agreed to pay $48 million in restitution to victims and a $15 million civil money penalty for its illegal actions, ACA International reported earlier this week. If entered by the court, the order from the CFPB and FTC would also require GreenTree to engage in efforts to help affected borrowers preserve their home and all mortgage servicing violations, adhere to the rigorous servicing transfer requirements, honor prior loss mitigation agreements, and provide access to quality customer service. Under terms of the stipulated order, which resolves allegations arising from an investigation that began in 2010, GreenTree has agreed without admitting or denying any allegations to injunctive relief, including the establishment of a data integrity program and a home preservation program, and will pay $48 million for consumer redress and a civil money penalty of $15 million. On April 13th, the FTC announced that two debt brokers agreed to settle two separate cases filed last year involving the leaking of over 55,000 consumer personal information. The brokers allegedly shared consumers' personal information online, including credit card numbers, names, addresses, and bank account numbers via unencrypted documents. Although the information was geared towards members of the debt collection industry, it was available to anyone with an internet connection. According to the FTC, the publicly available information put consumers at risk of identity theft and/or phantom debt collection. Under the terms of both proposed settlement agreements or orders, the brokers would be required to 1. Implement and effectively maintain security programs that will protect consumers' information, and 2. Have their respective security programs examined initially by a certified third party and again thereafter every 2 years for a duration of 20 years after service of the orders. The FTC unanimously approved the proposed orders and has filed them in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia for final court approval. In today's society, almost anyone could be sued at any point in time, and that's what makes a malicious malware scam so effective. The Better Business Bureau is warning business and consumers to watch out for fake emails that summons you for a court appearance. If you received an email stating that you are supposed to appear to court, delete it immediately. Some scams pop up repeatedly, each time with a different twist. How do you know the summons is a fake? Courts do not send summons via email. Legitimate court appearance notices are routinely delivered via the post office, sheriff's department, or by a process server, never by email or phone calls from someone identifying themselves as a court official. If you're being summoned by these suspicious means, don't fall for it. You will receive a message that says that you are summoned to appear in court, but does not offer any details. To find out more, the email urges the receiver to download the attached copy of the court notice. With one click, the attachment will infect the user's computer with malicious malware. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.